Welcome to Maundy Thursday. On this day, each year, we remember Jesus sharing a meal with his friends and family. The meal was special for two reasons. Firstly, it was a meal celebrating the story when God saved his people from the Egyptians and helped them escape slavery. The meal also turned out to be Jesus' last meal before he died. Sometimes it's hard for us to understand how it felt for Jesus and his friends and family. The meal was meant to be a celebration, but they also knew that something wasn't right, and they were sad to be saying goodbye to Jesus. We're going to try and put ourselves into that story, to think about what it might have been like, and to feel like they did. I will be speaking as much as I can as if children are listening in. If you're not with children, or even on your own, then please still participate in your own way. Instructions how to best engage are on the website, www.stpeters.co/sermons, and then click on the Maundy Thursday resource post. Before we get started, you will need a downloaded service sheet for responses, preferably printed out, a Bible, you can use a children's Bible if it includes the story of the Last Supper in it, some quiet, calming music to play in the background, a meal, any meal will do, but you may want to include bread and juice. Wine for the adults, you deserve it. You'll also need a bowl of water with a flannel or a cloth, along with a towel, and either 6 lights in the house on and 1 candle, or 7 candles. Ideally, it would be 7 candles. These can be tea lights, but one of them needs to be large enough to remain lit or relit each day as a reminder of Jesus, the light of the world. And finally, you will need a box or container to place any religious items in the house in, or alternatively, a clear place to put them and a black cloth to drape over them. All will be explained later. You're going to need a bit of time to get ready, so why not pause this and gather all of the things that you need, set the table, get the food ready, and when you're done, press play to begin. So let's begin. I will guide us through this meal, and at various points, I will ask you to press pause to either talk together or do an activity, one of which will be eating the food. Before we eat, look around the table at all the wonderful food you have. Look at the people that you're going to share it with. We're going to invite Jesus to be present with us, to sit at our table with us. Come, Lord Jesus, you were tired when the day was done. You met your friends at evening time. Come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus, you too enjoyed their company when night drew on. You told your stories at the close of day. Come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus, you kindled faith when lamps were low. You opened scriptures, broke bread, and shed your light as darkness fell. Come, Lord Jesus, and meet us here. We thank you, Lord, for all your good gifts to us. We thank you for one another. Be with us, be present, as we share this meal together. Amen.
When we ask Jesus to be with us, he will be with us. So, now that we've invited Jesus to be our guest, he is our VIP. When you have a special guest visit, the meal that you share is more important than normal meals. I want us to try and remember that this meal isn't like yesterday's meal, or even the day before's. This is special, and so it will feel a bit different, and we will do different things. It's different because we're having it for Jesus, to remember that he's important to us. When Jesus and his disciples were at supper, Jesus got up from the table, rolled up his sleeves and tied a towel around his waist. Then he poured some water into a wash basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to dry them with the towel around his waist. I wonder how many of us still have help to wash ourselves when we have a bath. What does it feel like to be washed by another person? Have any of you washed another person? Having a wash should be part of our normal life, cleaning off the dirt and the sweat from the day. It's something that just needs to be done. But bath time can also be relaxing. Sitting in warm water, soaking our tired bodies, cleaning them to feel fresh again. We're going to give everyone a chance to wash someone else and to be washed themselves. You're not going to have a full bath, so don't worry. I invite the oldest member around the table to pick up the bowl of water and the flannel or cloth and to wash the next youngest person's hands. If you're feeling really brave, you may want to wash their feet. Afterwards, dry their hands, and then that person who has just been washed can wash the next youngest, and so on around the table until the youngest member has been washed. If they are able to, they are then invited to wash the oldest member's hands or feet. If they're not able to, then the youngest member who can should do it for them. Please press pause to wash each other's hands or feet. Did you do it? How did it feel? Was it awkward? Did you speak whilst doing it? Having washed each other's hands or feet, we're now ready to eat. Before we do, I'd like to invite one of you to read the story of the Last Supper. If you're taking it from a normal Bible, then the reference is on your service sheet. But you may want to read it from a children's Bible. I invite the children, if they're able, to tell the story themselves. If not, then listen carefully as an adult does it for you. Press pause and begin again when you're done. As you begin the meal, here are a few things that you might want to talk about whilst you eat. What do you think Jesus and his friends and family had for their last meal? If you had a last meal on earth, what would you have and why? Keeping a piece of bread and a glass of juice and or wine aside, please press pause, enjoy your meal, and press play when you're ready to begin again. While they were eating, Jesus took a piece of bread, gave a prayer of thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples. "Take it," he said, "this is my body." Would someone please tear the bread into pieces and share it round so everyone has some? Then Jesus took a cup, gave thanks to God, and handed it to them, and they all drank from it. Jesus said, "This is my blood, which is poured out for many, my blood, which seals God's promise to us. I tell you, I will never again drink this wine until the day I drink it in the kingdom of God." Share out the juice and or wine so everyone has a drink. As you do it, think about Jesus' promise to be with us. After this, they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. What is your favourite song that we sing at church? Why not sing it together now? Press pause and start again when you're done. As I speak, clear a space in the middle of the table and place the 7 candles on it and light them. If you don't have 7 candles and are using 6 lights and 1 candle instead, place that singular candle in the middle and light it. We are going to perform something called a tenebrae. Tenebrae means darkness or shadows. As we come to the end of Lent, we begin a journey into darkness
to a place of deep shadows. Tomorrow, we accompany Jesus in his last hours. We will witness the cruelties and the suffering he endures. We will listen to the words of condemnation and ridicule. In all this, he is innocent. He is the faithful servant of God, doing his Father's work, bringing the gospel of love, peace, and hope. And so, in this time, we are invited to be quiet and respectful as we watch Jesus. We do it to better know him, to better understand him, to better to be his friend, his disciple, his witness, to be still and to know that God is here. Have you lit all the candles? If you have, we're going to start to extinguish them one by one. Before each candle, I'm going to do a short reading, after which I'll ask a few questions and we will pause to discuss it together. When we come back, we will say a short prayer, extinguish the candle, and move on to the next one. So let's begin. When it was evening, Jesus and the 12 disciples sat down to eat. During the meal, Jesus said, "I tell you, one of you will betray me." The disciples were very upset and began to ask him, one after the other, "Surely, Lord, you don't mean me." Jesus answered, "One who dips his bread in the dish with me will betray me." What might it feel like if someone with you tonight, or a close friend, was going to do something horrible to you? How might you feel? Why not pause and reflect together for a moment? When we are unkind to one another or hate each other, the world becomes a darker place. Would someone please blow out one candle? Jesus taught us to love each other. After the meal, Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. Grief and anguish came over him, and he said to them, "The sorrow in my heart is so great that it almost crushes me. Stay here and keep watch with me." He went a little further on, threw himself face downwards on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, take this cup of suffering from me. Yet, not what I want, but what you want." Then he returned to the three disciples and found them asleep. And he said to Peter, "How is it that you three were not able to keep watch with me for even 1 hour? Keep watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Have you ever felt let down by a friend? Or has someone said that they'd help you, but they didn't? How did you feel? Why not pause and reflect together for a moment? When we think of ourselves before others, and we do not help others when they are in need, the world becomes a darker place. Would someone blow out the second candle? Jesus taught us to share life with others. Early in the morning, the chief priests met hurriedly with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole council, and they made their plans. They put Jesus in chains, led him away, and handed him over to Pontius Pilate. Pilate questioned him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "So you say." The chief priests were accusing Jesus of many things, so Pilate questioned him again, "Aren't you going to answer? Listen to all their accusations." Again, Jesus refused to say a word, and Pilate was amazed. Have you ever been accused of something you didn't do? Have you ever blamed someone else for something that you've done wrong? What happened? Why not pause and reflect together for a moment? When we are deceitful and don't tell the truth, the world becomes a darker place. Would someone please blow out the third candle? Jesus said, "Let your yes be yes and your no be no." He expects us to be honest. The soldiers took Jesus inside the courtyard of the governor's palace and called together the rest of the company. Then they put a purple robe on Jesus, made a crown out of thorny branches, and put it on his head. Then they began to salute him. "Long live the King of the Jews!" They beat him over the head with a stick. They spat on him. They fell on their knees and bowed down to him. When they had finished making fun of him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes back on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. Then they crucified him, divided his clothes among themselves, throwing dice to see who would get which piece of clothing. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. Have you ever bullied someone? Have you ever been tempted to join in with the crowd to make fun of someone else? What was that like? Why not pause and reflect together for a moment? When we are jealous of others and are angry because they have things we want for ourselves, the world becomes a darker place. Would someone please blow out the fourth candle? Jesus taught us to be content with what we have and to look out for the good of others. At noon, the whole country was covered with darkness, which lasted for 3 hours. At about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud shout, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you abandoned me?" When have you felt most alone? What makes you feel scared? Why not pause and reflect together for a moment? When we are afraid, the world seems dark and frightening. Would someone please blow out the fifth candle? Jesus' love is stronger than our fears. He is the light of the world. He had no dignity or beauty to make us take notice of him. There was nothing attractive about him, nothing that would draw us to him. We despised him and rejected him. He endured suffering and pain. No one would even look at him. We ignored him as if he were nothing. But he endured the suffering that should have been ours, the pain that we should have borne. All the while we thought that his suffering was punishment sent by God. But because of our sins, he was wounded, beaten because of the evil we did. Because of people's hatred, greed, selfishness, jealousy, and dishonesty, Jesus died on the cross. Would someone please blow out the sixth candle? To Jesus' friends, the world seemed like a very dark place. The next day was a Sabbath. The chief priests and the Pharisees met with Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember that while that liar was still alive, he said, 'I will be raised to life 3 days later.' Give orders, then, for his tomb to be carefully guarded until the third day, so that his disciples will not be able to go and steal the body and then tell people that he was raised from the dead. This last lie would be even worse than the first one." "Take a guard," Pilate told them. "Go and make the tomb as secure as you can." So they left and made the tomb secure by putting a big stone in front of it, leaving a guard to watch. The final light will remain lit until Sunday as a reminder of that promise of Jesus that he would be raised from the dead. At the end of Maundy Thursday, I strip the church of all material and colour. I do this to be a sign of our joy being taken away as we grieve because Jesus died. I invite you to clear the table of everything but the candle, and then invite you to go round your house collecting up anything that reminds you of Jesus. Put those things into a box or into a pile somewhere and cover it with some material. Do not get them out until Easter Sunday. As you go and collect those things, we'll listen to some music. This song is by a woman called Ilana Lewandowski, called "When I Go."
It is dark, I can't see. Even the light in my soul has failed on me. And you're gone, and I'm alone, and all that's left now are the stones. Will they cry out? Will they cry out when I go? When I go? When the rain falls so hard, and all the breath in my lungs drowns in my broken heart, and you're gone, and I'm alone, and all that's left now are the stones. Will they cry out? Will they cry out when I go? When I go? Oh my God. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. It is dark,
it is dark.
I can't see. Even the light in my soul has failed on me. And I look out,
I look out,
I look out with love,
look out with love.
But all that's left now,
all that's left
are the stones,
are the stones.
Will they cry out?
Will they cry out?
Will they cry out when I go?
When I
oh Lord, when I go?
When I go?
Will they cry out? They cry out when I go, when I go.
If you've not yet finished, you may want to press pause and come back when you're ready. Let's join together in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. You believe that by his dying, Christ destroyed death forever. You have been crucified with Christ and live by faith in the Son of God, who loved you and gave himself for you. May he send you out in glory of his cross,
to live no longer for yourselves, but for him who died and was raised to life for us. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us always. Amen. And so we say together, thank you, Jesus, for sharing this meal. Leave your peace here with us. Amen.